Okay? And Mr. Grace, he is with us. Wherever we go, Mr. Grace is with us. And we have a tendency to use Mr. Grace. Okay? He's good to have around, right? So each and every Christian, we have our own Mr. Grace that is coming along with us, and that is the place in which we stand. That is our standing in Christ. Okay? And so the burden or stress is off the individual Christian to conform to the external pressure of behavior modification. Okay? The pressure, the stress is off the individual Christian. Because where does he stand? In grace, right? So, grace is favor. Go to Luke chapter 1. I thought that this was pretty cool. Luke 1:30, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." That's the same Greek word as grace in Romans chapter 5 and verse 2. But it's translated favor in Luke 1:30. One of the things that we need to recognize is that we have our Lord's favor. We have His favor. We have His grace. We're His favorite, right? I am God's favorite. And the cool thing is, you're God's favorite too. Right? We have that, the favor of the Almighty. Okay? And so, the pressure, the external pressure of behavior modification is gone. And that allows the Christian to be internally motivated, to be pleasing to the Lord. The external pressure of performance is gone, and you get introduced to Mr. Grace, and Mr. Grace is going to work with you along with the Holy Spirit to be internally motivated, not externally motivated. Romans 5:1 points out that we're justified by faith. Now, we would need to spend some time to preach through that in particular. But it is self-evident, okay, that we cannot justify ourselves. We know that the wages of sin is death. The consequences for that sin, okay, is eternal condemnation. And so we have a problem because there is a sin. The sin has separated us from God. So we need Jesus' blood. We need to be justified by faith. And the only way that we're going to be justified is through Jesus' blood. There's no other way to be justified. Well, as Christians, we continue to be justified, and that grace is what it helps us continue to remain justified. After our introduction into faith, we have peace with God. Peace. Think about that. Each and every one of us at some point were warring with God. We were at odds. We were against Him. And now through the reconciliation of Jesus Christ, we are able to have peace with Him. And that grace, okay, gives us an inner peace, okay, that is true and is sure. We can claim that true, inside, internal peace that we have through the blood of Jesus. And the grace continues to perpetuate that inner peace. But the Holy Spirit, He is rivers of living water within us, right? We know that the Spirit is the rivers of inner water. Well, what's He doing? Continually keeping us clean. Those waters are continually keeping the Christian at peace. Justified through faith in Jesus Christ. He's at work. Mr. Grace is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work. And He is working in us and keeping us pure, holy, and undefiled 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right? And all we have to do is continue to engage in the process. But we got that grace. That's the place in which we stand. So immersion, our immersions are the starting point of faith, not the end. Each subsequent day is a process of living by faith. Recognizing what's going on in the inner man, Jesus keeping me clean, keeping me at peace with Him, and me living by faith, something that I can't see with my physical eye, something that it's going to take the spiritual eye to really have an understanding of. So the burden or the pressure then on me is simply to live by faith. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse 15, 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you with gentleness and reverence. And keep a good conscience so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. But sanctify, or set aside, Christ as Lord in your hearts. This is written to Christians, right? So what's our responsibility? Well, each and every day our responsibility is to set aside Christ as the Master and Lord of our hearts. What's another way to say that? Worship, right? Lordship. Submission. Sanctify, set aside Christ as Lord. He is the master of my heart. And you know what? I'm justified by faith. I don't have to worry about it. I just want to be pleasing. And I do that by setting Him aside as Lord in my heart today. It's about internal submission. But that grace in which we stand allows us to honestly evaluate where we are without reference to condemnation, because we recognize that we are Romans 8:1 people, right? There is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And what grace allows us to do is to evaluate that honestly, because there's not any condemnation. Because what's the fear? The reason why we self-deceive is because we're afraid of what's on the other side of that. What are the implications? What might this mean? So, when we recognize that there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, then we can make some honest evaluations. Because there isn't fear about what might be on the other side of that evaluation. Right? That's why a lot of times my work is kind of funny. We really don't have regular evaluations, and you know that there is trouble when the evaluations take place, right? They're really reactive, and so the only time that there are evaluations is when something is going wrong, and that's the only way that they know how to fix it, right? And so evaluation, one of the reasons why a lot of times we are scared of evaluation is because we're scared of what's on the other side of that. Well, grace, in accordance with the lack of condemnation that is for us in Christ Jesus, takes away the fear of what will be on the other side of that. And so, as individual Christians, what we can do is set aside Christ as Lord in our hearts today. The most important step is always the next one. It's always, what is your next step? In John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, Jesus asks the lame man, he's like, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to get better? It's a legitimate question for us to ask ourselves sometimes. Do we really want growth? Are we really willing to be that honest, that brutally honest with ourselves? See, God loves us enough that He doesn't want to keep us where we are at. Right? So, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, but He loved us enough that He's not going to keep us sinners. Right? Keep us sinners. So, Christ loves us enough too that he accepts, hey, you're going to come into Christ with a million and one bad habits, and that's just fine. Okay? But he loves us enough not to keep us where we're at. He loves us. Okay? So, God isn't interested in leaving us where we started. God is interested in taking us with him so that our character is conformed to the glorious Christ on the throne. God has given us the grace to be able to pursue growth without reference to condemnation. So when we look at Romans 5, 1 and 2, we realize, okay, this is without reference to condemnation. There's also another part of that grace that's really important, and that part is the space to be able to work at one thing at a time. Okay, so again, we have that grace, and I'm not talking this afternoon. We'll get there if we need to. Okay, but we all know Romans 6, 1 and 2. Okay, I'm not talking about those who are abusing grace. It's a different sermon. I think everybody knows that. Okay, but the recognition, okay, that we have grace and that there isn't any condemnation, so that allows us to make that honest evaluation and then to choose one thing. Okay? Grace is space to be able to choose one thing, work on the one thing, and move forward on the one thing, and know that all the 99 other things that are issues as well, God's not holding those against me. That's a lot of relief. Romans chapter 4. Romans 4, verses 15 and 16. For the law brings about wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there violation. For this reason, it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Where there is no law, there is no violation. We've been set free from the law of sin and death. So there's no law for us. So there's no violation. So there's no condemnation. So I'm free to be able to work on the one thing. To decide what the one habit that needs to change, to identify that bad habit, and then to put on the new good habit that we'll need to replace that. There are individual solutions for each and every one of our problems. Whatever our issue is not too big for our God to help us to individually overcome. This isn't for everybody else, this is for you. This is for me. His power is big enough. His strength is big enough, and it is for use in the individual Christian's life. This isn't just, 40 minutes of theory on a Sunday afternoon. This is your life. There should be great peace in knowing that you have a relationship with the eternal Father who dwells inside of you, and that he's willing to work with you to become more like him. That is a great encouragement to me indeed. So in closing this afternoon, wherever you're at, the solutions are there. We are Romans 12:2 people. By the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2 people. When we're identifying the habits, when we're growing in Christ Jesus, guys, it looks like really practical things, but those really practical things are the difference between life and death. It's about our Bible reading. It's about making the adjustment. You know, sometimes we can't read our Bible. I am not a morning person, okay? But a lot of times if you put it off till the end of the day, what happens? too tired at the end of the day, right? You make the adjustment. Whatever it takes. I personally really enjoy my audio Bible. First thing, get to work. I'm able to listen to stuff at work. First thing, get to work. I listen to my audio Bible. Before any of the podcasts, any other thing that I want to listen to that day, listen to the audio Bible first. It works for me, right? I got my meditation time in the mornings. Man, life goes a whole lot better long term when I make sure that I get my meditation time in. Go over some scripture, my meditation time. Man, that's great. Okay? You got your prayer time. Okay? You got your individual study. See, these are things, they might seem like just little things, but they are the difference between life and death. Whether they're present positive affirmatives, whether it's positive preaching, hey, get it loaded on your iPod the day before. Right? That's a spiritual step. Maybe you can just have it automatically sync. I don't know. Check with your local data provider. Whatever is on your list. Okay? Develop a positive plan for your individual progress. Because God is concerned with your next step. He's willing to let you honestly evaluate. He's working together with you. He's on your team. And He gives you the introduction to Mr. Grace. Use Him. Use Him. So that you can move forward and be more like our great God. All right. Bob.